and let me start with Jake Muzzin. I am told that you are a fan of this player. True?
Absolutely. And I think it's fair to say that, I mean, I was very fortunate. Dave Torrey was general manager in Sault Ste. Marie when we had Andrew Campbell and Nolan up there. Jordan Nolan and I was very fortunate to run into Jake when he was a free agent. And we hit it off, and I just fell in love with him as a player. And in our development team, we ended up signing him as a free agent and brought him in. And he did a wonderful job. Our development team did an incredible job, and he turned out to be an incredible part of the success we had leading up. I mean, he was a black ace in our 2012 Cup, and then he was a key part of it, paired with Drew Doughty in the year we won the Cup. So he's an incredible young man. Yep.
Is this a rebuilding program now for the LA Kings? Is this almost the first step?
Well, I think Rob said it best today. It's just, you know, we've been extreme. First of all, this group that won, and I was speaking with Mark Kelly from the Chicago Blackhawks, and when you have a success where our organizations kind of went back and forth like that, nobody feels sorry for you, for one thing. And I think these guys that won those cups, we owe so much. I mean, I know personally, but the Los Angeles Kings, it's incredible. It's almost historic what they've done down here, and the banners and that stuff is going to be, they've really set a culture here that we can go back now and look at, like, these guys are going to come back and be celebrated for what they did and what they won. And Jake was a huge part of it. But I think, you know, you kind of keep going back, hoping for that to rekindle that fire from that group. And we haven't been good enough this year at all from training camp on. And I think Rob identified that. And as a group, it's been frustrating. You know, we've had some injuries, but in all honesty, we struggled before we really got injured. I mean, Brownie got hurt. Dustin Brown got injured early, but we struggled before we got injured. So this was, it crept in on us. And I think Rob's been exceptionally patient with this group, as well as being incredibly, like, these guys are champions. But it came time, you know, for, I think, we made the Tanner Pearson trade, and it was something to kind of fire a shot over the bow to, what, let's wake up here. I think we've gotten better on certain nights, but it hasn't been nearly consistent enough. And Rob's been extremely patient and been doing his due diligence on how to make this team better for the future. We've not had a lot of picks over the, like, in high picks, which clearly when you look at the great team that Toronto's assembled there, has done so much through the job that Mark Hunter and Lou and Kyle, and they did through the draft. And that's where you get your top players from. And I still think we've got top centermen in the world, one of the top centermen in the world, one of the best defensemen in the world, one of the best goaltenders in the world. So you're not rebuilding from scratch, so to speak, but it's time to start infusing some fresh blood and some young talent around.
Right. Mike, it's always interesting when teams, you know, both buyers and sellers get out ahead of the deadline a bit. And, you know, obviously Muzzin's an attractive commodity. So, you know, top four guy, a reasonable contract, an extra, you got another year of control after this, the team acquiring him. So, you know, a pretty nice commodity as we head towards the deadline. How is it that this trade, this deal from your end, came about, you know, in the very early stages as we head towards the deadline?
Well, I think Rob and Kyle did an incredible job for both their organizations. I think they've been talking for a while, and it's not like we walked into the office yesterday and Blakey said, "Shoot, come on in the office, we're going to make a trade." This has been building. I think there's a familiar, I think they have these conversations. I know Kyle is, you know, his background and has cut his teeth with the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. So there's going to be a huge familiarity with a player like Jake, not just as a player, but as a person. Mike Babcock, Babs has had him with his World Cup of Hockey team, so there's a huge familiarity too. So I think they kind of identified that this is a player that the Leafs really coveted and it was a need. And I think Rob did an incredible job of looking at the assets, and he set a price for what he felt Jake we needed to bring back. And, you know, we banter back and forth. You disagree on the prospects, and, you know, obviously, you know, you look at the standing, it doesn't look like it's not going to be a high first round pick. But it's a first-round pick, and we feel we've done really well with the two prospects we acquired, and Toronto gets an incredible kid that's a champion. And he's another piece for them trying to achieve the goals that Jake achieved here as Los Angeles King.
I get that, and I understand, you know, that the conversations don't just – that these are ongoing, and presumably you're also talking to other teams. But is there value to getting out ahead of the market sometimes? Or, you know, I think, you know, some of us sit back and say, well – you know, it's like an auction. You wait till the end, right? That the emotion drives it. Yeah.
And I think, honestly, Steve, you're correct. And I mean, it's a notorious at the end that people go crazy. I guess, yeah. I guess Brian Burke had always said it. It's the draft and the trade deadline is when people go make decisions they regret. But I truly think there's two professional general managers here that on both sides realize this is what we want. And why risk, whether it be a chance of a fluke injury or something, preventing a deal from happening that seems to be really fair for both teams. And kudos to them, the timing for it. I mean, again, it's not like he's a rental player. He does have a year left on his contract. We're at a point in our organization that it's time to shake it up again. And again, it's celebrating what these guys have done, but understanding it, Rob and our group, we're doing what's best for moving forward with the Los Angeles Kings and our future. And we felt this was an exceptional deal for both teams.
Mike, talk about the two players you got, because, you know, again, obviously you really like these two guys. Talk about Grunstrand and the defenseman and what it is you like about those two.
Well, Grunstrand, I think we target him in as he'll start in Ontario with our American League team as we kind of sort through our stuff here. But we see him as a guy that, I mean, most the Swedish players are such honest players. And he's a guy we see as a bottom six honest hockey player. He's going to play in the National Hockey League. He's going to produce. He plays a hard, heavy game, but he's got some speed. He's got some character. He's got some familiarity with Adrian Kempe as well, who plays in our team, another Swedish player. We've done our homework on him. We liked him in his draft year. Our pro scouts have really liked the job. Obviously, Sheldon Keefe's done a great job with the Marlies, and he's been a part of some success there, which is huge. His numbers were big in the playoffs last year with their success. And then Sean Durzi, there's familiarity too, not so much from my Owen Sound days, but Brian Denny, who is on our staff, and Chris, they drafted this kid with the Owen Sound attack as well. So there's a strong familiarity. He's been paired with Phillips in the past, who's another one of our draft picks, who they've both been traded to the Guelph Storm. So again, I think we really know we've got two high character young guys that we knew personally and felt comfortable with. And we think they're going to be big fits for our future. And I mean, there's still plenty of work to do, but we're comfortable with our development team and stuff that we're going to be able to have a real good swing, particularly with Durzi. He's got some big time offensive power play upside, but it's a work in progress. He's had some injury problems and durability has been a bit of an issue, but a high, high caliber kid and, you know, exceptionally comfortable. And now it's up to us to make sure the first round pick, whether it's 20 or 30, is somebody that we make work for our future as well.
Obviously a really different player than Muzzin, but similarly a late bloomer too, right?
Absolutely, but it's the same kind of story as far as a guy that he's got the right kind of, like Jake went through all that stuff with his back injury and it's well documented, and as I told him now, there's not going to be too many more secrets now that he's going back to Toronto about how the media is going to handle things. And but again, Durzi, there's two guys that had the right kind of chip on their shoulder. Things they've had some injuries and they battled through it. I think Sean could look at the story of Jake Muzzin and really look at that as a model that he wants to have moving forward, from not being drafted and being a late pick and somewhat being shunned. And now, hey, the spotlight's on you and you're getting an excellent opportunity.
Michael, we always appreciate you taking the time for us. We wish you well as you move through the rest of this season. Doesn't look like it's going to be a playoff season for the LA Kings, but it might be a season where some things change and things evolve. And we'll watch with interest. Thank you, Michael.
Well, I appreciate it, Bob. And I told Muzz as he was leaving that just like any Leaf fan now, that it's time he's going to be playing for free because of all the free tickets that he's going to be having to give out.
Yes, sir.
Ain't that the truth?
Thanks
very much, gentlemen.
Our pleasure. Thanks,
Mike.
Mike Fiuta, the assistant general manager of the LA Kings.